Insurance, Stephen Gum, Arnold Trucking and Excavating, Grove Pet Supply, Oak Star Bank, Shelter Insurance Agent Ryan Witt, and Gunter Construction. Now let's go courtside for Panther Classic basketball action on the Fox 96.9.
All right, here we are. Liberty and Marshfield. Starting for Marshfield, we'll see Carson Adams, Evan Cochi, Layton Callaway, Hunter Fryman, and Trenton Rosenthal. For Liberty, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Braden May, and Drayton Wells. This is the, this is for fifth place. Both these teams are 0-for in the tournament. Marshfield lost to Hartville and West Plains. Liberty lost to Mountain Grove and Norwood. Tip is up. It's controlled by Liberty. Parker Toon catches. Flips it over to Alex Toon for three. That hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Callaway. Long pass down the floor. Tipped away out of bounds by Gavin Reese. Pass was intended for Fryman. So right in front of the Liberty bench, Fryman will kick it in. Tosses it off to Adams. Adams brings it right back to Fryman. Fryman on the baseline. They'll toss it out top. Fryman catches again in the corner, guarded by Mays. Uses the dribble. There's a double team. Give up. Kick it to the opposite corner. Cochi with a three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. Liberty at the other end. Reverse layup. Good. For Alex Toon. Nice job. Running the baseline. Finding an easy bucket. 2-0, Liberty, Marshfield with the basketball. Here's a drive and a kick out to the wing, back out top. Callaway puts the shot up, no good. And a rebound for Liberty, that's going to go to Parker Toon. Parker with the rebound, Gavin with the rebound. Now we've got a loose ball, last touched by Liberty. Liberty's going to turn it over. First turnover of the game. Marshfield taking it all the way down the floor. Now a kick out to the wing. Fryman on the baseline. Callaway inside, high off the glass, up no good. Another rebound for Parker Toon. He's got it top of the key. Deals it off to Reese. Reese to Mays. Mays out top to Parker. Alex Toon runs the baseline, catches in the corner, puts a three up, no good. Rebound taken by Calfee. Drive shot up high. It's blocked by Drayton Wells. Liberty at the other end. Up and in for Parker Toon. 4-0. Liberty. Long pass down the floor. Caught by Adams. Adams goes to the baseline. Now he throws it out. Skip pass across to Rosenthal. Rosenthal takes it inside. Loose ball out of bounds, and it's a Marshfield turnover. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon. We'll start the offense for Liberty. 4-0, 5:35 to go in the first. Toon picks the dribble up. Now finds Reese back to Toon. Deep three for Alex Toon. He's 0-for-3. Rebound goes to Mays. Back to Alex Toon. Drive, shoots. He's fouled. And he'll shoot one. Shooting a couple free throws. Alex Toon. He's got 2 points. And the foul was on Carson Adams, number 3. first one is up and good. Alex Toon now with 3 points. We'll get another. Coming up, we got West Plains and Mountain Grove. That'll be right here on the Fox 96.9. Harlan Hutchinson will have that play-by-play. And then it's championship basketball. Norwood and Hartville, part two. Part three is probably going to be coming in district. Liberty gets a steal. Alex Toon with the steal, gives it to Parker, and Parker gets it in for the bucket. Eagles extend their defense right there and kind of caught Marshfield off guard. Marshfield now at the other end. 8-0 is your score. Marshfield with the drive. Scoop shot up, no good. Tipped around, and it's going to be a rebound for Parker Toon. He's got 3 rebounds now. All defensive boards. Alex Toon at the wing, guarded by Adams. Alex will back up. Braden Mays comes out, catches, gets it right back to Alex. A 3! Well, that just rattles around. And another, that's 2 offensive rebounds now for Braden Mays. That's how you get involved right there, Braden. That's just be active. Be part of it. Don't be just out there. Be part of it. And Braden is doing a really good job here early. Again, 2 offensive boards here in the first. We're at 4:27. Big block Chevy. Eagles bringing it in on the baseline. Checking in is Cooper Holden. He brings it in to Wells. Back off to Parker. Parker from the elbow. Up no good. Tipped around. And Marshfield gets the rebound. Coachy throws it into the corner. Here's a 3. It goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Adams. Coachy again, same spot. That time he makes it. 8-3, Liberty. Gavin Reese feeds it to Mays. Mays going to run the floor, goes up, can't get it. Wells not able to get the rebound. And at the other end, Marshfield goes up for a chipper. That won't fall. Reese gets the rebound, has it knocked away, and it will be Liberty basketball. May's going to come out and checking in, Brian Thompson. I'm not sure where Alex Toon has went. He was down the floor. Now he stepped off. Liberty's been hit with the flu bug. That's kind of, well, several schools has, as a matter of fact. Landon Hines into the ballgame. Up off the glass, no good. Another offensive rebound. Here's a 3 for Landon Hines. Marshfield at the other end. They're wearing the blue. Liberty in the white. Inside, off the glass, up and in for 2 more. That's Carson Adams. 11-5, Liberty. Holden to Hines. Hines catches. He just turns around, shoots another 3. Back-to-back 3s for Landon Hines. 14-5, Liberty. Marshfield working it from side to side, high post, right in front of the free throw line. Shot goes up, no good. Coachy now will shoot 2. Foul is against Brian Thompson. First one's good. That is team foul number 1-2 for Liberty. 2:20 to go in the first. Second one's no good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Put back, no good. Parker gets a defensive rebound. Takes it down the floor. Goes baseline. Reverse layup. Won't fall. And another rebound. it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Marshfield basketball. Again, Parker, or Alex Toon, was on the floor and had 4 points. Now he's left the game. He's not even on the bench. Not sure what's going on. There's a steal by Gavin Reese. Gavin's going to take it all the way up and in for two. 16-6, Liberty. And there's another takeaway. Parker Toon with the steal. Parker goes up. Wanted the foul, didn't get it. And it's a block shot. Marshfield brings it the other direction. Bounce pass into the corner. Skip pass, cross, caught by Fryman. Fryman throws a three up. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Up and in for Leighton Callaway. Timeout on the floor. 16-8. 1:14 to go. We'll take a break. Come back. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Parts City. Save money on your next oil change at Parts City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Parts City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Parts City Auto Parts store.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City. All right, welcome back. Liberty basketball, and a really nice give and go. Gavin Reese gets the bucket. Marshfield at the other end. Into the ball game. We'll have to look. I don't have a number four, but we will track him down. But substitution for Marshfield, Letterman. Liberty almost with the steal. Alex Toon's back out on the floor. Appears to be fine. Letterman gets it, kicks it into the corner. Here's a three, goes up, no good. Hines with the rebound. Alex Toon drives, shoots, and goes out of bounds. Blue Jay basketball. 18-8, 3.8 seconds to go. Marshfield throws one, comes up woefully short. 18-8 is your score at the end of one. Liberty, we'll take a break, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
All right, welcome back. 18-8 is the score. Liberty with the lead. And this is the fifth place game. Marshfield will have the basketball to start the second. And it'll be Toon, Hines, Wells, and Mays on the floor. So Gavin Reese is going to get a little break, whether he's played eight players already in this ballgame. Free throw line, kick out to the wing, using the dribble, thinking about a pull-up jumper, no good. Letterman will catch. Now he's going to be guarded by Parker Toon. Letterman looks for a lane, finds it, tosses it underneath, nowhere to go. Three put up. That's up, and a nice rebound for the Blue Jays. Shot put up, no good, and a rebound for Liberty. Hines catches, gives it up to Parker. Parker Toon for three. That hits the rim, and that's going to be over the back on Mays. .709 to go, 18-8 here in the first half. Marshfield basketball. Letterman will start the offense. He's going to be picked up by Alex Toon. Works it over towards the Liberty bench. Alex gets the steal. That's his second steal. He's going to take it all the way in. Shoot, no good. Offensive rebound, put back, Wells. So Wells with an offensive rebound and the put back, 20-8. Marshfield with the basketball. A loose ball, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Parker Toon. So checking back in, Cooper Holden, Gavin Reese, Hines comes out, Mays comes out, Marshfield basketball. There's drive, now a kick to the wing, a three put up by Fryman, that's no good. Reese with the rebound, gets it to Alex Toon. There's a drive, and it won't fall for Parker Toon. Marshfield's going to push. That could be, now they're going to call blocking foul. That'll be on Alex Toon. That's his first. Team foul number two here in the second quarter. At the line, Hunter Fryman. Nope, that is Tritton Rosenthal. He makes the first. Trenton will get another. Shot is up, and that one's good. Rosenthal makes them both. 6 minutes to go, 20-10. Liberty, Alex Toon. Double screen set. Now he's going to drive all the way in and miss the layup. He had a good look. That was a good play that Liberty ran, just didn't get it to finish, didn't get it to fall in. Marshfield now, tipped by Reese out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. Silas Shad checks into the ballgame for Marshfield. Blue Jays bring it in. Out top, underneath, there's a short jumper. Oh, that won't fall, and a defensive rebound for Liberty. And Mays. Liberty out top. Alex Toon goes high post to Reese. Reese back to Alex Toon. Alex Toon to Wells. Wells unable to finish underneath the basket. Marshfield tosses it into the corner. Here's a drive. High floater goes up and in. Rosenthal, he's got 4 points now. 20-12. Alex Toon, Parker Toone, just inside the free throw line, goes up with scoop shot, good. Parker with six. Eagles with the pressure. Three ball put up, no good. Rebound goes to Wells. It's his third rebound. Parker Toone, Alex Toone at the wing. Alex will bring it out top. Going to try and run that same play. They do, and again, Alex can't get the chipper to fall. Oh, boy, that'll do is just tick you off. Shot up, rattles out, no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. That's his fourth. Parker Toone out top. They try to get it into Wells, and he can't hang on to it. Marshfield at the other end goes up, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds and will stay with Marshfield. Hines checks back in for Alex Toone. Yeah, it's probably not a bad call by Harrell because, man, that'll just set you plumb sideways. You know, you miss one, it's bad enough. You miss three and two in a row, it'll just drive you nuts. So there's a walk on Marshfield. Liberty basketball. Give Alex a little time to kind of cool down, get his composure back. And he wasn't acting up or nothing on the floor, but you could just aggravate you. Gavin Reese will bring it down for Liberty. 22-12 is your score. Reese gets it to Parker Toone. Parker Toone now. There's the triple team. And Parker threw it away. He was wanting to bounce it to Gavin on the baseline, but stepping right up in front of it, Trenton Rosenthal, and he took it away. 22-12, just under 3 minutes to go. Blue Jays with the basketball in the corner, now back out top. Kicks it to the wing. Here's a three for Rosenthal. It's good. Wow, Rosenthal now with 7 points, and that's all came right here in the second. Reese to Holden. Holden gets it to Parker Toone. Parker is going to be fouled. That will be against Rosenthal. Brian Thompson checks in for Drayton Wells. Drayton's got 2 points and one block shot, three rebounds. And Liberty turns it over. That's two turnovers for Parker. Back-to-back turnovers. Here's a three. Boom. Count it. Trenton Rosenthal. Back-to-back threes. And it's a four-point ball game. Liberty, they've only scored 4 points here in the second. And Parker almost turned it over again. Brian Thompson throws one up from three, and that's no good. Rebound taken by the Blue Jays. Now we got a foul. That may be on, we're going to call it on Parker Toone. That's his first. Parker comes to the bench. Alex Toone comes to the floor. Marshfield to bring it in on the baseline. Kick out. Here's a three. Goes up. No good. Brian Toone with the rebound. Liberty on the baseline. Holden kicks it back to Alex Toone. Reversing it back out. Toone takes it between the circles. Thompson, Reese come out top, set double screen. Alex going to get called with the jump ball. It'll be Liberty basketball. They'll have possession. Alex Toone on the baseline will bring it in. 1:23 on the clock, 22-18. And a foul on Hines, I believe. No? Thompson picks up his second for an illegal screen. So Liberty turns it over, come up empty. 1:15 to go in the half. Marshfield with the basketball, down by four. Eagles playing their matchup, 2-3 zone. Shad, skip pass across to Fryman. They go inside. The one-hander goes up, no good. Nice rebound for Cooper Holden. Here's a three for Reese. That's no good. Thompson with the rebound. The putback, a little firm, goes off the glass. And Marshfield will pick it up with 33 seconds to go in the half, 22-18. Marshfield working it from side to side. Here's a drive, a kick out, almost a turnover. Marshfield gains possession. Here's a drive off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Reese. Inside, short jumper won't fall for Alex Toon. Shot, and it's going to be a walk on Marshfield. Alex shot the ball well for Liberty on a Friday night in SDA conference play against Grove in this gym, but this has not been very kind, these rims, to Alex this tournament. That's the end of the first half, 22-18, and Liberty with the lead, but they only scored 4 points in the second, and they were outscored in the second 10-4. So we'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9 The Fox.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that's you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. And speaking of guns, they have a huge selection to choose from. Get to Ozark Trading Post because you never know what you're going to find. Oak Street in Mountain View, Ozark Trading Post.
S&M Butcher Shop is proud to support the Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. They always put their clients first and strive to maintain affordable rates. S&M Butcher Shop, located in Mountain Grove, offers whole deer processing, custom cuts, and on-site butchering is available. Give them a call today at 417-926-6500 or visit them online at smbutchershop.com to learn more about the services they provide. S&M Butcher Shop. Go Panthers!
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings, or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
See Agent Stephen Gum, 9807 East 20th Street, Mountain Grove, or call 417-926-4900.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads Marshfield at the half, 22-18. Going through the scoring for Marshfield, Carson Adams with 2, Evan Kochi with 4, Leighton Calloway with 2, Trenton Rosenthal has 10. Marshfield turned it over 6 times. They came up with 7 defensive rebounds, 3 offensive rebounds in the first half. For Liberty, Parker Toons got 6. Alex Toon with 4. Gavin Reese with 4. Landon Hines with 6. Drayton Wells with 2. Liberty turned it over 4 times. Liberty did a really good job on the boards. They had 15 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds. Gavin had 5 rebounds in the first half. Parker with 4. Landon Hines had 1. Braden Mays had 2, and they were both offensive boards. Cooper Holden with 1, Brian Thompson with 1, Drayton Wells with an offensive rebound and 2 defensive rebounds. Liberty again leads by 4. Liberty was up by couldn't find the bucket. And I mean, you know, Liberty had some really good looks. Alex Toon had 3 really good looks. They just didn't fall. He's just, Alex had a rough time with this gym, getting it to go through the bucket. And some gyms, you know, are that way with players. I mean, you can talk to any basketball player you like. They've got a favorite gym that they like to shoot in. Then they've got one that they've got some that they didn't. And I would bet money if you asked Alex that question, he would tell you he does not like this gym here right now. So maybe they'll change. There's another half to go. 22-18, we'll come back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
We need to know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center on this Saturday evening here to give you a weather update. Tomorrow is going to be so warm you might even be able to ditch your jacket. Partly cloudy skies, a high of 67, and Monday topping even that, mostly sunny with a high of 71 degrees. Tuesday does cool off a little bit, a high of 62, and then we might see a little bit of precipitation this Wednesday with temps getting close up to 70 once again.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And welcome back. Here we are. It's 22-18. Liberty with the lead. And Marshfield will toss it into the backcourt. Bringing it down the floor. Adams tosses it, gives it off to Rosenthal. Now Liberty comes up with the ball. It's a steal. And it'll be Liberty basketball. Both teams come out with their starters. Adams, Cochi, Galloway, Fryman, Rosenthal for Marshfield. Toon, Reese, Mays, Wells for Liberty. Alex Toon. Uh-oh, that's going to be a Liberty turnover. Backcourt. So, Liberty still struggling to find the bucket. Scored 18 in the first and then just 4 in the second. Marshfield from the corner for 3 is good. Carson Adams. And it's a 1-point ball game, 22-21. Parker Toon at the volleyball line will bounce it to Reese. Now off to Alex Toon. Mays back to Toon. Alex for 3. There you go, Alex. He drains the 3, 25-21. Liberty on the missed shot now will put some pressure on, and they get the turnover. Mays with the steal. Here's another 3. That's up, no good. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Parker Toon and then taken away. Marshfield tosses into the corner. Now on the baseline. Shot goes up. And it's going to be tipped, picked up by Cochi, and he gets the bucket. He's got 6 points now, 25-23. Liberty with the basketball and the lead. Alex Thune backs up to the corner by the sideline. Now he'll use that double screen. And again, there he goes up, and it won't fall. But this time, Alex got the whistle, and he'll get to shoot two from the free throw line. Alex, Liberty has ran that over and over and over, and it's been there for Alex. You know, the shot not falling, and then he gets frustrated, you know, because, for one, the shot's not falling, but also there's no whistle. First free throw is up and in. They never posted who the foul was on. There were three to choose from, but I did not see it posted, so we'll catch that on the flip side. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Alex Thune makes them both. Alex with 9 points now. Thune set the trap. Marshfield dishes it off to Adams. Adams throws it away. So that's three turnovers here in the third for Marshfield. They had six turnovers. Here's a three by Parker Thune. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Wells. There you go, Drayton. He just puts it right back in. Marshfield with the long pass gets it down to the floor quickly. Shot is blocked by Wells. And here comes Liberty. Parker Thune gets it to Alex Thune. Alex will bring it out top between the circles. 29-23. Alex picks the dribble up, needs some help, and there's Gavin Reese. Catches out high. He gives it right back to Alex. 4:40 to go in the third. Alex gets it to Mays in the corner. Mays finds Parker. Parker, what a great pass inside to Wells. And Drayton Wells gets two more. He's got four here in the third, six overall. Marshfield for three, hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Alex Thune. Alex out top, now he's going to drive to the basket again, pulls up just short of the rim, and another one does not fall. You can just tell it's driving Alex plumb crazy. Just keep plugging away, bub. They will fall. Here's a drive, splitting two defenders. Wells with a block shot out of bounds. It'll stay with Marshfield. You know, I don't know. As a coach, I'm sure, you know, Coach Harrell is telling Alex, just keep plugging away, man. They'll fall. They will fall. Here's a drive by Marshfield. Nowhere to go. Picks it up. Now shot from the elbow. That's off the rim. No good. Hines gets the rebound. And Gavin Reese will start the offense for Liberty. He looks for a lane, finds Hines. Hines gets it right back now to Alex Thune. Alex Thune, there's Parker Thune flashes. They get it to Hines. Hines takes it around the corner, gets it right back to Alex Thune. Alex Thune hands it off to Reese. Reese finds Hines. Oh, Hines, what a great pass. Two more for Drayton Wells. That was really a good pass by Landon Hines. 33-23, Liberty. Here's another three by Marshfield. Shot up and rebound taken by Parker Thune. Parker drives all the way to the bucket, goes up, he's fouled, and will shoot two from the line. Six points for Parker Thune. That all came in the first half. Four in the first, two in the second. 2:44 on the clock in the third. First one rattles home. Checking in for Marshfield, Silas Shad comes into the ball game. Also, Leighton Calloway checks back in. Second free throw on the way for Parker Toon. It's good. He makes them both. The Eagles extend their defense. Marshfield able to break the press, and they lose it out of bounds, but it was tipped by Drayton Wells. Marshfield will toss it in on the baseline. They'll bring it in to Calloway. Calloway out top. Cochi, now he gives it back up. It's caught by Calloway. Calloway with the drive, front of the rim, up and in for two. He's got 4 points. 35-25, Liberty. Alex Toon pitches it to Parker Toon. It's knocked away out of bounds by Fryman. It'll stay with Liberty. They'll trigger it in right at the Liberty bench. Coming up after this game, it is the West Plains Zizzers and the Mountain Grove Panthers. Alex Toon gets the double team and a jump ball. And the possession arrow goes to Marshfield. Liberty turnover. Not sure where Alex was wanting to go with that one, so turnover number 7 for Liberty. 35-25. Kick out. Here's a 3 for Marshfield. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Parker Toon. Big thank you to our corporate sponsors, Stephen Gum, your State Farm insurance agent in Mountain Grove, and S&M Butcher Shop. Panthers will be playing West Plains right after this. Shot put up no good. Rebound taken by Wells. Parker Toon takes it all the way up and in. He's fouled. He'll go back to the line to shoot two. That foul will be charged to, well, there it is, Calloway. That's his first. And the first free throw by Parker Toon, no good. He'll get another crack at it. Fakes the second one. 36-25, Liberty. Marshfield drives, reverse layup, no good, but a foul. And now Marshfield will go to the line. They'll shoot a couple. And the foul is on Drayton Wells. That's his first at the line. Leighton Calloway makes the first. Leighton will get another crack at it with 1:21 to go in the third. Shot is and no good. Reese with the rebound. Reese will pitch it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon bounces it inside to Gavin, who's cutting on the baseline. Shot doesn't fall, but Gavin will shoot two. Gavin had a big game Thursday night for Liberty. 20 points. He had 17 in the first half against Norwood. First free throw is just a little bit short. I talked with Coach Harrell Friday morning, and he said that some of the boys had had a touch of that crud. A little weaker. Second free throw's good. 37-26, Liberty. and there's a steal. No, it's not. Gavin couldn't quite keep his momentum from carrying him out of bounds, so it will stay with Marshfield. Fryman will inbound to Coochie. He looks to drive in. Liberty's packing it into the paint. There's a drive underneath and a foul. That'll be on Hines. This was on the floor, not on the shot. That's Landon's first foul. Team foul number three. Marshfield brings it out top on the inbound to Callaway. Callaway dribbles, pulls up, shoots no good. Rebound taken by Wells. Alex Toon working out top with 35 seconds, gets it to Parker. Parker guarded by Fryman, and they get it back inside to Wells. Wells has his shot blocked. And top of the key for three is good. Callaway. Drayton has had three of his shots blocked here in this tournament. And Liberty is going to throw it away. 2.2 seconds on the clock, 37-29, Liberty. Long pass down the floor. And the shot at the buzzer by Liberty, no good. So your score after three, 37-29, Liberty. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth. Liberty with the lead, 37-29. Liberty outscored Marshfield in the third, 15-11. Drayton Wells had a big third with 6 points. He's got eight in the game. Liberty basketball to start the fourth. Alex Toon picked up by Letterman. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon, finger roll, good. 11 points now for Parker Toon. Eagles extend their defense to the wing. Front of the rim, loose ball. It's picked up by Marshfield. In the corner for three, good. And that is Rosenthal. He's got 13. His third three of the game, 39-32. Gavin Reese going to drive in, gets it to Wells. Wells walks. Marshfield basketball just underway here in the fourth. Coming up right after this game, it'll be West Plains and Mountain Grove. And they'll be playing for third place. Marshfield in the corner. Now they get it to the low block. Nowhere to go. Pushed it back out top. Shad. Shad gives it off. Here's a three from the top of the key. Good. Gucci. He's got nine. and it's a 4-point ball game. Parker Toon at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper, no good. Wells with the rebound and the putback. Drayton now with 10 points. And a timeout called by Liberty. 6:30 to go. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Eagle Basketball on Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 41-35 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Liberty with the lead. And it will be Marshfield with the basketball. Coochie out top. He just made a three from right there. Loses the basketball, but he's able to pick it back up. Now he travels. Liberty basketball with 6:22 to go. 41-35 is your score. Liberty with the lead. Liberty has their five starters out on the floor. Alex Toon finds the lane, goes up, shoots. It won't fall, but he does get the foul. That's been there all day long. And Liberty's not been able to cash in on that, but now starting to get to the line because of that play that they've been running with Alex Toon taking it right to the rim. First free throw is good. Alex now with 10 points. Second free throw is good. He makes them both. 11 points now for Alex Toon. 11 points for Parker Toon. And a steal. Alex gets the steal, feeds it to Parker. Parker right back to Alex. Oh, and Alex misses. Another chip shot right under the rim. Possession will stay with Liberty. Alex is just like, he puts both hands on his head and is he's just beside himself. Alex catches in the corner. Adversity, man. You got to shake that kind of stuff off. Alex had a good game. Got some steals, you know. Scored in double digits, but boy, those chippers, they just drive you crazy. Parker Toon takes it up and in, and the foul. I think that foul is on Callaway, 13. It is. And it's his second. Parker Toon for the old-fashioned three. 45-35 is the score. Liberty with the lead. And the old-fashioned three is good. .533 to go. Marshfield with the basketball. Fryman brings it into the corner to Callaway. Callaway now will use the dribble. Split a couple defenders. Kicks it to the opposite corner. Caught by Fryman. Fryman. Callaway. Callaway gets it, goes up and in for two. Nice move by Leighton Callaway. 46-37, Liberty. Gavin Reese walks it down the floor, takes it all the way in. Front of the rim, it won't go. Shot picked up and rebound by, by Wells. It won't fall. Gavin Reese gets the rebound. He puts it up. It won't fall. And then, finally, Wells gets it to drop in. Marshfield drives in. 8-footer goes up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Parker Toon takes it all the way down the floor, kisses it off the glass for two more. 50-37, Liberty. Sneak it up on the halfway mark here in the fourth. Marshfield, loose ball, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover, Liberty basketball. Landon Hines checks in for Alex Toon. Hines tosses it to Parker. Parker gets it to Reese. 4 minutes to go. We're halfway through the fourth. 50-37, Liberty. Gavin looks for a seam. Flips it over to Parker. Parker gets it to Mays. Mays for three from the corner. No good. Rebound. Wells. Wells with the bucket and the foul. Drayton now with 14 points. And eight rebounds. Free throw won't fall. 52-37. Liberty. Three from the corner goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Reese, but then taken away by Marshfield. Here's a three that goes up, no good. Gavin with another rebound. And Liberty takes it the other direction. Feeds it inside to Wells. Wells to Reese. And Reese with the time shot. Kind of laid on the rim there for a minute. And then dropped in. 54-37, 3 minutes to go. Liberty with the lead. Marshfield at the free throw line. Tosses it into the corner. Caught by Adams. Adams zips it to the opposite corner. Here's a three. Up and off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Marshfield. Shot put up, no good. And rebound taken by Mays. And we got a foul. Oh, it's going to be a charge. It's going to be on Parker with the charge. So Wells comes out. And Brian Thompson comes in. Holden comes in. And Alex Toon comes back in. 2:30 to go. 54-37 Liberty. Marshfield going to try and spread it out a little bit. Liberty going to stay in their zone, their 2-3 zone. Marshfield gets it to about the volleyball line. Liberty collapses on it. 2 minutes to go. Shipman into the ball game, number 33 for Marshfield. He tosses it inside. Front of the rim goes up and two for Rosenthal. He's got 15 in the game. He had 10 in the second. Now he's got 5 here in the fourth. 54-39 Liberty. 1:45 to go. Holden, Mays, Hines. Back to Toon. Back to Holden. Holden. Between the circles. Kicks it into the corner. Hines. Tries to bounce it inside. Jump ball. Possession arrow, Marshfield. Liberty turnover. One 22 to go. 54-39. Liberty. Marshfield for three. And we got a foul. It's going to be on Landon Hines. And it was not a three, so he's just going to be shooting two, and that's at Trenton Rosenthal. First one's good. he'll get another opportunity at it. Second one is up, and it's good. He makes them both. Rosenthal, 4 for 4 from the line today. Marshfield now with some pressure with 70 seconds to go. Alex Coon crosses the timeline, brings it out to Mays. Mays to Hines. Hines goes up, can't get it to fall, but he's fouled. Landon will shoot 2. Landon with 6 points. That all came in the first. He hit 2 threes. 58 seconds on the clock. First one, no good. Landon will get another crack at it, though. Shot is up, and it's good. 7 points for Landon Hines. That's a varsity career high for Landon. Marshfield, the one-hander, goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Cooper Holden. That's his second. He gets it. Alex Toon to Landon Hines. Now back to Toon, off to Mays. Mays to Hines. Hines feeds it back to Toon. Alex back into the corner to Holden. Alex Toon has it knocked away, but it's picked up by Cooper Holden. 15 seconds. Liberty play and keep away. We're under 10 seconds, and that's going to be the ball game. 55-41. Liberty picks up one victory in the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic by a final score of 55-41. Coach Harrell will be coming up here in just a little bit and chat with us. We'll take a break. We'll come back with game stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. Liberty gets the win, 55-41 over Marshfield. Going through the scoring for Marshfield, Carson Adams, 5. Evan Cucci with 9, Leighton Galloway with 10, Trenton Rosenthal with 17, 15 turnovers for Marshfield. For Liberty, Parker Toon 16, Alex Toon 11, Gavin Reese 7, Landon Hines 7, Drayton Wells 14. Liberty had 27 defensive rebounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And 9 offensive rebounds. Parker Toon had 9 rebounds, 8 defensive, 1 offensive. Alex Toon with 1 rebound. Gavin Reese had 10 rebounds, 9 were defensive, 1 offensive rebound. Landon Hines had 2. Braden Mays had two offensive boards and one defensive rebound. Cooper Holden with two. Brian Thompson had a rebound. Drayton Wells had eight rebounds. Three offensive rebounds for Drayton, and again finishing with 14 points. Liberty picks up the win, 55-41. And the Lady Eagles, Tyler, they were in action. Give us an update on that.
Yeah, Liberty played Chadwick for the championship of the Seymour tournament, Lady Eagles. We come up short, 41-32 was the final. Just kind of put ourselves in a hole early. Scored 8 points in the first half. So,
yeah.
But down only 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you score 8, but you're only down 10 at the half. So we cut it back to it was a 2-point game with five minutes left. And, of course, you know, just couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, they'll bounce back. I mean, they got to bounce right back Monday night. They're back in action.
Yep. Back SCA play. We go to Kabul Monday night. So we're sitting 3-0, I think, in conference right now.
Yes.
So that's the important stuff right now is getting the conference stuff taken care of. And,
what's great about they control their destiny.
Yep.
Nobody else. They control. You know, but it's up to them.
Yeah, it is. It is, and I think you know we've kind of hit the injury bug just a little bit through this stretch.
Ooh.
And I think everybody's kind of just today was the first game everybody was back full action. So
well, here on the boys side, you know, I talked with Coach Harrell. He said, I said, you know, because there was no school, and I'm like, well, you know, is the flu bug hit you guys? He's like, well, Parker's not feeling well. Alex isn't feeling well. Gavin's not been feeling well. Braden's not been feeling well.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, are they going to be able to play? So, well, we'll see. You know, he said they're not 100%, losing so much fluids and just the body aches and stuff. But they maintained, got the win, 55-41. Liberty boys will be back in action Tuesday as they host Willow Springs. And people, please, I'm pleading to you, fill the dadgum gym. Let's have a good turnout. It'll be broadcast on the Fox 969 and live video stream. But
it'll be a good game, too.
I think so. Let's pack the gym. Let's fill it. You know, let's get the nest back to the rowdy days when it was loud, you know, and it vibrated. We need that. So Tuesday night at the nest, hosting Willow Springs in SCA play, and the boys are kind of the same boat. Right now, they control their destiny.
Yep.
They don't have any losses in the comp.
No blemishes at all.
So, Tuesday night, come on out to the nest. Harlan Hutchison is up next with West Plains and Mountain Grove. Then Tyler and I, we're going to come back for some championship basketball. And I'm telling you, this will be a really good championship game.
It's going to be a couple juggernauts just heavyweight battle here.
But, I mean, it's like they don't like one another.
Yep.
And I'm just talking in a sense of basketball. You know,
yeah,
before.
I mean, it's the conference rivalry,
the district
rivalry.
Yeah.
And you're 15 minutes apart and you're both in the state rankings.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, why not?
Well, and it's went back and forth. Hartville has knocked Norwood out of the district. I mean, well, Hartville, state champion last year, 21-20-16. Norwood, state champion in 2022. And, you know, a lot of people said, well, the state championship game is going to be played the district championship between Norwood and Hartville that year. But so two state champions are going to duke it out for the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic Championship. That's coming up after this. Again, we'll take a break. Harlan Hutchison got play-by-play. Mountain Grove and West Plains is on the way.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Me feel alive.